Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We are looking at the 60-part series, The Character of Jesus. And today's characteristic of Jesus that I want to look at is his dependability. So it's simply called being dependable. Being dependable. And when I looked at that, and when I saw that that was what I was looking at today, there was a strange sort of feeling in my heart, if you will, because I started to look at my life and I started to think to myself, am I really dependable? Can people depend on me? And sometimes I have to say no to that question, because I'm not always dependable, but I want to be always dependable. That is my wish, that is my desire, because I want to have these characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look with me into Scripture, and we're going to look at Colossians. Colossians and chapter 1, and we're going to go to verse 10. It says this: then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Oh, I want to say that again. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. You see, the way we live, exactly as Paul is saying there, the way we live must honor and please the Lord. There is no choice in this, beloved. We have to honor and please the Lord in everything that we do, in every part of our lives. There can't be anything hidden. We have no choice in this. We have no choice, especially if we are deciding that we want to live the way God wants us to live. If you want to be dependable, if you want to make a decision that you are dependable, then you have to live your life in this way. You have to give every part of your life to the Lord. You cannot hold anything back. Many times, oftentimes, we think to ourselves, well, I'll give 7/8 of what I am to God, and I will keep just that one little eighth piece just for me. Because actually, there's something in my life I don't want to change. I kind of like it. I want to be like that. I know it's not the way God wants me to be, but hey, who really cares? He's got 7/8 of it. Why does he want all of it? Beloved, that isn't the way. That is not the way. And I have struggled with this for years upon years upon years upon years. Because in my life, beloved, there was something that I wanted to keep for me. I wanted to do what I wanted to do in this tiny little area in my life. A tiny, tinsy-wincy little bit of area in my life. I wanted to do as I please. If you like, I wanted just to rebel a little, if you will. And it's no good. And it is no good, believe you me. Because if we hold anything back from God Almighty, how can he work in our lives? How can he decide that he wants us to be for him? In other words, we have to be dependable. And how can we be dependable if we are holding a tiny little bit of our lives back? It is not on. There is no dependability in our lives at all if we continue to hold something back. Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter what it is. That is not the issue. What is at issue is that we give everything we have to Almighty God. And when I say that, I don't mean to say that you've got to now empty your bank accounts and give it all to God. No, I'm not saying that at all. Not unless God tells you to do that, of course. What I am saying is every part of your life, every little tiny titsy-witsy bit of your life, You need to give that to God and dedicate it to His service. In the first hour, I was talking about the end times. And the end times are upon us, beloved, and I have to mention it again. And the reason is, in the end times, many will fall away, and they will fall away because they cannot walk up that mountainside any longer. That mountain going up to Mount Zion, that dusty track, it's too hard sometimes. It's too tough. And we have to cut back all of this rubbish that's in front of us. All of these weeds, all of these distractions in our life. If you look at those weeds, imagine you're walking up this pathway and you can see all of these brambles coming across the pathway there. And they need to be cut back. Imagine every single one of those brambles is something that you're not giving to God. It is something in your life that is not clear. It is something in your life that is not working out. And those brambles need to be cut back. Just imagine that, beloved. It's got to be cut down as hard as possible and as quickly as possible. It cannot stay there, because if it does, you cannot proceed. So they have to be cut back. They have to be pruned. They have to be trimmed. They have to be got rid of altogether. Weed killer needs to go on it. You see, beloved, there is something in your life, as there is something in all of our lives, that sometimes hold us back from Almighty God. They hold us back from walking up that dusty track. They hold us back from walking up Mount Zion and getting to the very pinnacle of that mountain, so that we can look out and see the glory of the Lord. And I believe until we do that, until we cut these things back, we are not going to be able to do that. So I urge you today, in Jesus' mighty name, make a decision. Make it a part of your life, your will, where you're going to say, I'm going to cut back all of these dirty weeds, all of these brambles. I'm going to cut them back, get rid of them, so that I can give all of me to Almighty God. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that this word goes out to those that you need it to go to, that it penetrates their hearts, Lord, that they are willing to make that decision today to cut back everything that is holding them back. Oh, Father God, let your Holy Spirit fall on your beloved people now. Lord God Almighty, let your love pour down so it makes it easier and easier for us to give it all up and to give it to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And Lord God Almighty, I give you the honor and the power that is due your wonderful and holy name. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.